We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, big answer. I think this is the part where John doesn't want me to talk too much yet. I mean, at some point, though, I got to talk. We're a sports talk show, right?
That was my favorite song for quite a long time.
It is great.
And I would play it on a record player. You know, it was the American Graffiti soundtrack on vinyl. And I think that was the first song. And so it was real easy to put on even when I was a little kid.
Powerhouse, man.
Play it over and over.
Yeah, great, great
Move
one.
The needle back to the beginning. Scratch! I loved it.
All right, to the phones we go. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks coming up shortly. Would he do a big package of draft picks to get Russell Wilson? We'll find out from Elliot shortly. A lot of people here today saying no. Let's go to Chris in Mount Holly. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys, how's it going today?
Going well, Chris.
Listen, I am not for this at all. Joe, you say you want to see this Hall of Fame quarterback play. That you're looking at Ghosts of Christmas Past. This guy built his Hall of Fame around a balanced offense and a dominating defense, none of which the Eagles have. That's why the team like Chicago, interesting, they played balanced offense with a dominating defense.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you where I disagree with you. I mean, clearly – he got off to a spectacular start in his career and had the most team success with a tremendous defense. I would say the best defense of the last 15 years in pro football. But with that said, his career, it's not like he has dipped. His team has dipped as the talent around him hasn't been as good, but they've still generally been good. I mean, they make the playoffs more often than not, and he's been outstanding. I mean, I think he's played the best ball of his career, you know, in the last 3 or 4 years, not 8 years ago when they were – you know, when he was surrounded by incredible players on defense.
But he always played with a good, strong running team. His team had identity. The Eagles have zero identity on both sides of the ball. And they, as far as offense, they just stick their finger in the air and say, what's hot this year, and let's go for it. That's why we ended up with Rager instead of Jefferson, because we wanted a Tyreek Hill-type player. They're a rudderless ship. He doesn't want that. He doesn't need that. And we don't need that, because we have a glorious opportunity in the next 2 years with, 20 picks, three number one picks, to get younger, more athletic, talented, and a lot cheaper and affordable, to able to build a team and to do what we did in 2017 by bringing in strategic free agents to help us sharpen that point of the spear.
Good. Chris, give me a great use of a song in a movie.
Staying Alive, Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah, another classic. No, I got to see that. I've never seen it. I should watch it, but obviously a classic scene.
Joe, I don't think I liked it.
Did you dislike it?
I didn't enjoy it.
Just not really your thing.
Not at all.
Okay.
Today's show is brought to you by the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or visit parkscasino.com/PA.
Well, I am getting tremendous opposition on the idea of adding Russell Wilson to the Eagles. It's strange to me. Let's find out if our next guest agrees with the masses here today and says don't go for Russell Wilson, or has his head screwed on straight and said, yeah, Hall of Fame quarterback, 32 years of age. Yeah, I take him. Mr. Elliot Shore Parks, how you doing, Elliot?
Doing good. I don't think you're going to like my answer, though, but I am doing well and excited to talk.
All right, I don't care how you're doing then. Push that aside. I actually take back my good wishes and hellos to you. So let's just get right to it, because now you got me annoyed.
Do it.
Why don't you want Russell Wilson?
So I know that the smart thing to do and the logical thing to do would be to trade for Russell Wilson. I understand that, right? But there's something about going with Jalen Hurts and all those first-round picks that I think is just the smarter and better option. And it's what I would prefer to do. I mean, look, Jalen Hurts is probably not going to be Russell Wilson. And I think the Eagles can actually compete sooner than other people do. But after the Carson Wentz drama of having a guy making all that money, being so tied to somebody, I like the idea of giving Jalen Hurts a year and then having those assets next offseason to either go up for a quarterback, or if things work out great, you have Jalen Hurts on a rookie deal and you have all those assets to surround him and build the roster. So I get it. I understand trading for Russell Wilson is in some ways a no-brainer, but I can't lie that when I say that I wouldn't do it if it were up to me.
Yeah, that's the biggest upside right there. If Jalen Hurts pans out and you have all those picks next year, three first-round picks potentially to add to this team, that's the win. And I'm with you. I think we agree on that front.
Yeah, it would be huge to have all those picks, especially if, you know, you have Jalen Hurts on that rookie deal. And also, look, you know, there'll be other quarterbacks available. Russell Wilson is certainly special, don't get me wrong, but he is 32. That isn't exactly super young. And if next offseason it hasn't worked with Jalen Hurts, you do have a ton of assets to go and get somebody else if another quarterback becomes available, or you can probably trade up to the number one pick pretty easily. So
Elliot, are you aware of the fact that Tom Brady was 32 11 years ago?
Yeah, I just don't think you can use Tom Brady as the rule when you look at other quarterbacks.
Well,
I mean,
that's crazy.
Drew Brees. I mean, listen.
There's not a lot.
It's moving in that direction. Aaron, let me put it this way, guys. Aaron Rodgers is easily sailing his way into excellence in his 40s. It's the new thing. I mean, whereas you used to kind of...
And you can make the argument that Russell Wilson has been beaten up worse than all those guys.
I agree with that.
But I would also counter to that, Joe, and say, yes, they are... Both of those that you mentioned, Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, are great quarterbacks, but how many Super Bowls have they won in the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years?
Well, they compete for them all the time. I mean, listen, you can't obviously guarantee yourself to win them. New Orleans came pretty close three times. They had four times, I guess, in the last 4 years. They had teams that were very, very solid playoff teams, not 9-7, 10-6. I mean, they were like 11-12 win teams, 13 win teams. Obviously, Green Bay had a game, home field advantage to go to the Super Bowl this year. They lost it. That's going to happen sometimes, but those two organizations knock on the door because they have the quarterback.
Yeah, I just think with Jalen Hurts, and I understand he wasn't, you know, amazing every single game last season, but I really do think the further we get away from it, there's just a lot of revisionist history. I mean, when we watched him last season, almost everyone seemed to agree he looked very good and special for the majority of the time he was out there. He certainly wasn't perfect against Washington, and the second half against Dallas wasn't great, but I think he showed so much potential that you don't really have to go and sell out every asset you have to go get a quarterback. That
Elliot,
doesn't mean you might have to eventually, but at least hold on to those assets and wait.
All right, Elliot, let's talk about the draft. It happens in a month. Eagles now at the 12th pick. Who are the three or four main names that you think we should be looking at from a 12th pick overall standpoint now that the Eagles are off pick six?
Yeah, so I think it's still receivers. Good chance receiver will still be the best player on the board. I think you could see Devonta Smith fall to them at 12. I think Jalen Waddle will be there. I frankly wouldn't rule out Jamar Chase falling to them, but I know I'm on an island in that. So,
yeah. Wait, do you feel like Jamar Chase isn't out of the question?
Not happening.
I think there's a chance that it could happen. When you look at the top 11 picks before them, there's only two teams, I think, that definitely need a receiver. So, and I don't think Jamar Chase is going into top 5 or 6. So if he makes it to 7, he gets past the Lions. I think it's possible. Again, I wouldn't bet on it, but there hasn't been a receiver taken in the top 10 in the last 3 years. So I think you're seeing a little bit of positional value there where teams are starting not to draft him as high as they used to.
Elliot, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say outside of Jamar Chase, which, you know, I think is unlikely, but Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith, you could even see Patrick Surtain there, J.C. Horn, the cornerback who's really rising up draft boards. So I think they'll have a lot of options there at 12, I think.
Elliot, I saw that you like the idea of adding a running back pretty high in the draft.
Yeah, so Najee Harris, the running back from Alabama, I don't know if he'll make it to number 37, but I think he's a special talent. I think he's somebody that, look, I understand you have Miles Sanders, I get that, but great players help the offense no matter what. And I think a backfield of Miles Sanders and Najee Harris, especially when Miles Sanders has struggled somewhat to stay healthy. I mean, he had a good year last year. I don't think he had an amazing year. by any stretch. I like the idea of building that backfield around those two and just adding elite-level players. I mean, I just think he's a great prospect, and at 37, I'd rather take the better prospect than reach for a position, you know, just because you view it as more important.
Elliot, do you have any updates on restructures or free agent possibilities for this Eagles team?
So, from a restructure standpoint, they're probably done unless they decide to make a major move. They're about, I think, $1 or $2 million over the cap, so clearly not a lot. But if they were to go sign somebody, they could restructure if they still wanted to. Again, the big kind of shoe waiting to drop here is Zach Ertz. Still nothing moving on that front. You've seen teams that were interested in him go and add tight ends, which is not ideal, clearly, from his trade perspective. And I wonder at what point are they just going to keep him? Because they're under the cap. You're not going to get value for him. I think he does add to the roster. I think he's good in the locker room. So, that's from a salary cap perspective, kind of the big question still remaining.
Elliot, agree or disagree with this statement? For Eagles personnel, roster-wise, to this point, Howie Roseman has had a great offseason.
I agree. I think Howie deserves an A, A-minus, if you want to be, super critical. I think he's had an excellent offseason. He turned a bad quarterback into an extra first-round pick into a third-round pick. He turned the number six pick into an extra first-round pick. So I think he's done a great job so far this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be curious if people come around to agreeing with you. I do. Now, look, the Sirianni thing, he has his hands in Sirianni. If I had to guess, that's really a Jeffrey Lurie decision. I am skeptical.
Yeah, I would say that's mostly all.
Yeah, I've talked about that, and I have skepticism. That's why I framed the question specific to the roster. Mm. I mean, I've seen stuff where,
guys,
the safety Harris is viewed as a sort of an under-the-radar, really quality signing. But the two big moves, the two trades, I think he got great value in both deals.
Absolutely, and I think this is what you're seeing this offseason is that I know people – like to harp on the draft record, and it matters. Don't get me wrong. It matters. But there's a lot of different parts of being a general manager in the NFL, and you're seeing this offseason that one of Howie's best qualities is he can turn assets into better value. He knows how to play the trade market. He knows how to capitalize on things, and you're seeing that this offseason and the moves he's made.
Yep. Elliot, great stuff, man. Have a great rest of the day. We'll talk, I'm sure, later this week. Thanks, Elliot.
Thanks, Elliot.
Talk to you guys later.
All right. I hear you moaning over there.
Howie Roseman's the guy who hired this coach.
No, he's not.
When the owner gets all of his information filtered through one guy, that guy is in large part responsible for the hiring of this head coach. I absolutely believe that. Yes. Did Jeffrey sign off on it? Sure. But this was guided by Howie's hand.
You know what? You could be right. There's no question you could be right. But at the same time, Jeffrey Lurie is obviously in every single interview of the coaches. He just is. So I really am not going to put the Sirianni hire that much on Howie because I believe. Could I be wrong? Sure, I could be wrong. I don't think I am. I believe the owner picks who the head coach comes back. I just do.
And all of his information comes from one guy.
Well, I mean, Sirianni made the list of like 20 guys to consider, and then they took it down to 10, and they took it down to 1.
They're in cahoots. This idea that they want a weaker coach who will be open to their suggestion, that's a Howfrey concept.
Okay. 215-592-9494. A lot of conversation today about Russell Wilson. I think he'd be a great addition to the Eagles. Don't know if it'll happen. We'll see. He obviously wants out of Seattle. The Birds, the Eagles don't have a franchise quarterback that they know of for sure right now. Maybe Jalen Hurts turns into it. Certainly he has not yet demonstrated that he is that guy. I am shocked that there's been so much resistance to the idea of getting Russell Wilson, even at the cost of 3 first-round draft picks. At this point, almost every caller and John has said, don't get him. It's odd to me. He's only 32. Could have him for the next decade. He's a legit Hall of Famer. I haven't seen it in my lifetime in Philly sports, an Eagles Hall of Fame quarterback. Hasn't happened since the 60s with Jurgensen and Van Brocklin. And, also you got that, Bucks factor. I mean, you can go from bad to good fast, and certainly the Bucks did, going from 7-9 and winning the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson would make them a lot better quickly. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494.
You can't say that.
I just did.
It's wrong.
What part of it's wrong?
You can't say that. We just saw, again, in the Super Bowl, we saw the greatest quarterback alive look average because his supporting cast wasn't good enough. Russell Wilson would be more of that bat channel here in Philadelphia. That we're a 4-win team. We just did an awesome job of acquiring all these first round picks,
yep,
and, you know, second round picks in the next couple seasons. Those are for rebuilding. I want to rebuild this the right way. Let's not try to jump the gun. Let's see. It's too early. It's too early to quit on Jalen Hurts. Give him the chance to prove he's not the guy, or he's the guy, whatever. Whether you like him, whether you don't like him. I think we could have something there.
We'll find out what people think. Let's go to Colin in Washington Township. Hey, Colin.
Yo, what up?
Hi, Colin. Yeah.
Joe, you're out of your mind even comparing this to the Buck situation. They went from 30 interceptions throwing crab legs the quarterback to Tom Brady. There's your difference.
Well,
there's
hold on. Colin, you could from one of the three worst quarterbacks one year, Carson, to one of the three to five best quarterbacks the next year, Russell Wilson. I mean, that's not inconceivable.
But you see, the thing is, as much personal success as Wilson has had since losing the Super Bowl, he's only got three playoff wins. One of them was against the Vikings, 10-9, because their kicker missed a five-yard field goal. He beat broken down Josh McCown with a torn hamstring, and he beat Detroit. And you don't get to brag about beating Detroit. So he doesn't have a lot to work with here. You keep talking about our O-line will be better, and they probably will.
Yep.
But you don't know that Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks are going to be healthy again. You don't know that Jordan Mailata's back is going to be okay. You don't know that Jason Kelce's snaps aren't going to be worm burners, and he's probably going to retire after a year anyway. And we just don't have much for weapons around him. I mean, it's kind of underrated that the kind of receivers that Seattle's had. They've always had good receivers, and he's not going to have that here. So I don't expect him to play 10 more years. Maybe he will, but I'm betting more like five. And I don't know what our roster is going to look like for the next 5 years. But
well, I can tell you what it'll look like.
It's going to look good.
If we trade away all of our top picks, it's going to look bad. I'm positive of that. Joe, you agree that the best case scenario would be that Jalen Hurts actually pans out and you have all these picks. That right there is better than having Russell Wilson.
Well, let me just specify. There's a difference between Jalen Hurts pans out and he's average and can be a starting quarterback for a decade like Kirk Cousins, or he pans out and he's top 10 or top 5. You know, I mean, there's a difference between average and Hall of Fame.
I'm willing to wait a year. I'm willing to wait a season. I think it's the prudent thing to do.
Well, I too am intrigued. I mean, to be clear, John, I am intrigued to see what Jalen Hurts can be with the Eagles. I'm not looking to move off him because I think he stinks. I don't think that. But if I have a chance to get Russell Wilson, I got to strongly consider that. Colin, give me what you got on the Flyers.
Yeah, man, I was saying to my dad, literally 5 seconds before they started their comeback yesterday, that they are on pace to be the most disappointing team that I've ever seen in Philadelphia.
Wow.
So really going back 15 years, probably, preseason expectations compared to where they're going, there's not even close to a comparison for me.
Well, the dream team comes – it's a good statement because certainly they'd be in the top three or four. The dream team would be up there.
I thought the dream team was going to suck, though. I don't know why everyone started to listen to a backup quarterback only in Philadelphia.
But the thing is, they made the playoffs three straight years, had most of those guys still, and added, four or five notable guys. I mean, Vince Young as a backup, I hear you. He wasn't even supposed to play as the backup. But, they signed Namdi. I'd have to remember it all. I mean,
even that
Steve Smith guy had 100 catches for the Giants. He came here and he had Randall's number, and they had to yank that off. I mean, he did nothing. All right, Colin,
The Flyers should have lost to the Sabres last night.
Absolutely. I don't know how they got an open net.
They missed an open net goal. We end up somehow tying it 10 seconds later. That was crazy.
All right, Colin, use of a song in a movie. Give me a great one.
Oh, man, the most Philly scene I've ever seen in a movie is in Creed. He's running through the streets of North Philly. Got the bikes popping wheelies, and you got Lord Knows by Meek Mill playing.
You got it, man. Appreciate the call, Colin. John, just in the four or so years, John, James as well, four and a half years we've done this show, I agree with him. The Flyers, epically disappointing at this point. It's certainly dependent on how it goes. Could turn out to be the most disappointing in the last 15, 20 years, even just in our time together. What would be the answer, most disappointing in the 4 or 5 years we've done the show? Is it last year's Sixers team?
I was just about to say last year's Sixers team. And look, I mean, the year after the Super Bowl, I know they made the playoffs and won a playoff game.
Well, how about the Eagles last year?
Yeah, well, the Eagles last year, for sure.
2020 Eagles, I
Yeah, but this Flyers team, I expected this Flyers team to be better than what they were last year. And last year, you're a playoff team that, I mean, got outclassed when it really mattered. But I thought they would build from there and be a real contender for the Stanley Cup. And now you got a group that quits. Like, that's the worst kind of bad.
Yeah, we're mentally fragile, or however you want to put it. Yeah.
They just don't show up some nights. And then other nights, like last night, they showed up for one period, and it was barely enough to beat the worst team in hockey.
Who hadn't won in, like, 3 years. Let's go Incredible. To Kenny in Northeast Philadelphia. Kenny, you're on WIP.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Kenny.
I don't mean to be calling every day, but I called yesterday. But I'm just saying, this is so important for the future of the Eagles for the next 10 years. You know, I really believe that.
Well, of course.
You know, because if they make wrong decisions, we're going to be in that basement for a long time. And with the chances that we have now with all these draft picks and the moves that can be made. And I mean, for me, I mean, what I would do if I would start building that line, man. You know what I mean? The life expectancy of a lineman is like into their 30s. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You could draft guys that are 22 years old and have them for 8 years. Then you have that foundation to protect that quarterback, protect that franchise quarterback, you know?
I think, Kenny, I think whether they go heavy on drafting the line this year or not will give us a window of what they really think the projection health-wise is of Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks. And also how much they think Maya Latta is really good or just a guy.
Well, even with Johnson's legs and his age and this and that, I mean, they have the opportunity to get guys in the sixth round and the third round with their drafts.
Yep.
If they do their homework.
Yep.
You know, they don't have to use number one picks, but they got the three number six picks.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, they got a lot. They got a lot there. Kenny, give me a great use of a song in a movie.
Shirley Bassey with Goldfinger.
All right, man. Kenny, appreciate the phone call. John, you had used the phrase about 5 minutes ago in relation to the Eagles. You said it's too early. And I get your point. I don't agree with it, but your point is, hey, don't go for Russell Wilson yet. They're not ready to win. You know, it doesn't match up timing-wise. Now, let me ask you this question, John. It's now Tuesday at 11:19 a.m. We've got the rest of today's show and then three more days this week with shows. Is it too early for me to start expressing doubt that James Seltzer will be able to get Bather John Doerenbos on the show this week? Now, if you remember, last week we saw the social media post where Doerenbos is in a bath. All good. I like to take a bath. Apparently, John Doerenbos likes to take a bath. We gave James the assignment to, you know, try to get Doerenbos on next week. To be fair, this isn't like, you know, go get Jennifer Lopez on the show, go get Stallone on the show. I mean, Doerenbos is one of our guys. So it's Tuesday at 11:20 now. A whole nother minute has gone since I started this. John, is it too early for me to start expressing doubt of Seltzer's ability to get even John Doerenbos?
It's too early. It's too early. It'll happen, Joe. Just have faith.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Seltzer, how we doing over there?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Okay.
I would say this. Thursday we can do it if need be, for sure.
It's not ideal.
But Thursday is not ideal because it's opening day.
Yes.
So the preference would be Wednesday or Friday or today. And let's see if James Seltzer, a booking producer extraordinaire.
I will say, if I'm John Doerenbos.
It's a weird ask.
Yeah, but he put it up on social media.
I don't know how to take that.
yeah, but I mean, he's the one that put it on social media. So he obviously is comfortable with the bathing thing. Cool, so am I.
Doesn't mean he wants to talk about
other stuff. How's life? Let's talk magic. What do you think of the birds? Blah, blah, blah. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. Hey, coming up, a series of headlines that I saw over the weekend, actually three in a row at one point, that annoyed me. And I'm curious, John, if you agree that this has become a problem. What it is and how it impacts Philadelphia sports, tell you next. Shout out to Cameron, John Ritchie. Also at noon today, your chance to win $1,000, an opportunity to win a grand at noon, and headlines that annoyed me in recent days. We'll hit that next on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.